The woman said recording in progress. So let's get into it. Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. I am Stephen Van Patten. Joined as always by the 1-2 punch of blurredness, Kirk Johnson, who's apparently being sponsored by Vitamin Water, and the lovely and talented Mark Abbott. And because that's not enough, we got a double dose of Black Girl Magic for you, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, our reigning champion, as far as guest stars go, Denise Tapscott, author of Gypsy Kisses and Voodoo Wishes.
Yes, sir.
And on top of that, Jesus Christ, the Lauryn Hill of the Black Lady horror scene has decided to join us tonight.
Yes.
She's probably won an award since I started this intro. her book, Telecommuting, is out, and it's setting Amazon on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Macon Wood.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
So, there's five of us tonight. So this ought to be fun. But we're going to begin tonight with a slight disclaimer or some sort of a explanation from myself, because I feel like I'm about to catch a little wreck right now. So here's the thing. And I just want to say, in my humble defense, America, that I am not the first person in the world to be misled by a trailer.
Been there.
And, you know, not to mention the fact that famed Swedish actress, let me get the name right. Of course, the phone, need the password. Where's this woman's name? Noomi Rapace, who basically committed to a scene in Aliens Covenant that basically paid for the movie, as far as I was concerned. She was also in the original versions of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and that whole series. I was on face value, I was expecting a completely different thing when I suggested that me and the team and our two guests talk about Lamb. I was expecting some shit like Willard or Ben, but it was going to be Sheep. To be completely honest, I was expecting a balls to the wall horror thing. And I probably should have watched the movie before I made Kirk, Lisa, Denise, and Mark, who really, he's like, you can just see, you know, I might as well just fucking, like, just fucking take the knife, cut my throat, let Mark
the flames, go ahead. The flames.
Steve got mad text saying, what the fuck, Steven?
So I'm not the only one who reached out like what?
I took a screenshot when Kirk just said that. I almost sent it.
And to be honest with you, I haven't gotten this many what the fuck Stevens since my nightclub days. So that being said, since Mark does seem to have smoke coming out of his ears,
flames, the heat, the burning.
See, no. Here's the thing. Steven suggests watching Lamb. Not only did he suggest this, but he texted us and said Lamb was good. Now
was good.
Yeah, where my phone at?
Oh no, not the evidence.
I could have sworn he said he did because we had
it. I said it. I said it looks good, but I was based on the trailer. Honestly, I didn't actually finish the movie until yesterday.
Oh, okay. Then
you had the nerve to take a break.
Now you know I'm mad because I committed a Friday night to watching this. So I committed.
You're married with a kid. What you got to do on a Friday?
I
Anything other than that one. I'm sorry to say it like that.
Friday night.
You ain't let Cosette see that?
Wait, no.
Committed a Friday night to this.
Okay, Dolomite. You committed to a Friday night. I get it.
To this.
Committed.
So, the whole night.
The whole night. Okay, so here, I'm going to be honest.
Is that the whole night? It's only an hour and 45 minutes.
Avery Brooks just gave you
never get back.
Never. You have to understand, when you carve out time, when you have a child and you carve out time, that carved out piece of time is the most precious time that you have.
You really do sound like Avery Brooks.
You want that time correctly. So here's the thing. I was thrown up. Well, I went into the entire, I never looked up to see what it was about. Mm-hmm. Just much like Steven, I didn't see the trailer, but the screenshot that they had for the film was just like the lamb's eye, and you see the woman screaming in terror. Right. So I was like, all right, this ought to be interesting. I really didn't know what I thought. Maybe Lamb was an allegory for something else, because sometimes that's what happens. These
you thought die. Witch.
Yes.
You thought witch.
So where I think my problem with the film was because I did have that what the hell moment when we finally saw what this thing was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was wondering the whole time. I was like, well, what's wrong with this thing? And then I'm thinking, well, maybe the woman just crazy. They couldn't have kids, and she's treating this particular thing like a child. Mm-hmm. Until we see the whole, and I'm like, oh,
her name is Ada. Hey. Her name is Ada. Ada.
That's right. So I'm like, all right, we got this is where we are. Now, here's my problem. Ada's daddy doesn't show up until what, 2.5 minutes before the movie is over.
Yeah.
So this whole time, where the hell were you? Because that would have made the movie if y'all were being terrorized in the middle of someplace by this thing.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mark, you have to realize that, you know, it's not easy finding a wardrobe in the middle of Iceland. The lion ain't there. The witch ain't there no more to give them show them the way.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, Narnia isn't as quickly accessible as it used to be once upon a time. Yes. That's why that nigga showed up during the snowstorm.
No clothes.
Right.
Knowing how to use a gun, though, there's some weapons training somewhere, because he was able to use that gun just fine. So.
He sure was.
Yeah. Right.
Sure
was. Look,
like a Republican from Tennessee.
in the immortal words of Dr. Loomis about Michael Myers, somebody must have gave him driving lessons, because he was doing pretty well last night when he drove out of here.
Oh my God.
That's true.
My thing is also, I'm gonna be on the safe side here and say that my man showed up with the gun because he was getting revenge against this woman for what she did to the mother. Again, where the hell have you been? Mm-hmm. Because it took you the whole movie to decide, well, you know what? I'm gonna go down there and expel some justice. Then I'm gonna walk off with my half human, half whatever this is.
Ain't you see the landscape? The landscape looked like some shit from Arrakis, man. That nigga was on Caladan that whole time.
I got that. But as a, all right, so let me throw the ball into another court here. To Kurt, you being a sword and sorcery and fantasy guy, I mean, I guess my issue is that if this is supposed to be a mythological creature, mm-hmm. or some sort of fantasy creature, they don't ever allude to the any form of whether or not they're living on the cusp of some place where this thing could come from or whatever. And I think that's a huge disconnect for the film.
Yeah, it is. It's I mentioned this to Steve earlier, that I thought of, because I saw the trailer for Lamb.
Mm.
Right. And I see the cinematography and the way it shot very much kind of like a meditative kind of slice of life, you know, mundane kind of acting going on, nothing extravagant, nothing over the top, nothing like that. And things I thought of was Lars von Trier movies, right? We're like Melancholia and Dogtown. I thought of that. And I thought of Antichrist was another movie that came to mind. Yeah. And I imagine this filmmaker was going for this kind of, I guess he it's kind of like a True Detective. You don't play into it. You know, he made this, he used elements of the fantastic for something that was just serial killer in Louisiana. Right. So this dude is using the fantastic in a drama. It's really a story about the couple.
Yeah.
And the messy lives of that couple. Spoiler alert. You can't help but notice the brother, the only other human in the story. You can't help but notice that they're isolated.
Right.
In the middle of Iceland raising sheep. Right? And you have to think, wait, so you don't call a vet. You don't call anybody when this half child lamb comes about. Right?
Right.
You know, so they play more on the idea that this couple is distraught and is still in mourning over a lost child. We don't know how the child died or passed away or anything. We don't know anything about that. We just know the child is dead.
Yeah.
And the family's still in mourning.
I'm just assuming she caught a cold, and since there's no urgent care within like 80 gajillion miles.
Right. Henceforth, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, you know, you don't know. These are like a lot of questions because they don't matter to the story. What matters to the story is the couple and their relationship with with their lives. You know, the brother comes in and you see that her and Maria, the character Maria, once again, spoilers for anybody who doesn't want to see it, but you know now, that there was some backhand shit going on even from then, right? They literally have a history we don't know nothing about.
Right.
Right? And you know that that's a problem. The fact that there's like a lamb daughter, right, the lamb daughter, where she comes from and the fantastical nature of her birth is almost secondary, really. They had nothing, you know what I mean? That was literally a secondary consideration. So it was really like an absurd drama. Right? An absurd. Yeah, it's right. What's a Kafka?
Metamorphosis.
Joseph Kosma. Like Metamorphosis. Nigga turns into a cockroach. Right?
Well, I didn't see this one. Wait.
Wait, oh yeah, no, this is a book. This is Joseph Franz Kafka.
Uh-huh.
Main character turns into a cockroach.
Wow.
But the main problem is the way his family still kind of goes on with their lives, like it doesn't really matter. And you're you're thinking to yourself, this nigga's a giant cockroach in my house. There's a giant cockroach in my house. Anybody want to check anything out? Right. Nobody wants to maybe, you know, call Albert Einstein, anybody else. No. We're just gonna have cereal with this motherfucker. The antennas in my milk. Right. Yeah, exactly. The antennas in my milk. Right. You know what I mean? Right?
I can piggyback on what Kirk's saying, because it's exactly where I was gonna go with it, just to add a little bit more to that. There's a lot on first blush, this movie is like, what the hell are we watching? Right. And that's exactly what I said to Stephen. But as I mentioned to him, there's more here. There's so much more here. I mean, there's so many messages. One of which you just touched, two of which really, there's a cockroach in my room. There's a lamb girl in this room. Right. And when the baby was born, I don't know if you looked at the father, he looked at it and was like, oh, basically, right? Can I say
right.
what I want to say? He said, oh, shit, look at this, right? And then he like handed it to her like that. He just like pushed it at her.
Wait, were you just asking for permission to curse on Beef?
But you know, because I can get there. I don't want to have to start. I am sure. You know?
Have you not seen the show?
I have actually. I don't know what I was thinking. What am I thinking?
There's literally, you know, like, as far as swearing is concerned, there's Harlem Nights and then there's us.
Right.
But so you were saying.
You start with that. He sees this thing. And immediately he recognizes that this, because his reaction was amazing to me. What the hell? Right. Hey, we can do something with this. Take this baby. You need this baby. Because there's a shot later on where there's like three, I want to say three, if not four, little crosses on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's had miscarriages, not a sick child.
Right.
You know, she had miscarriage because they had a crib just sitting in the barn. And that's what they pulled out. But there were no other areas in the house that looked like there had been children around. So I think these are miscarriages.
Mm.
And so therefore he sees this thing that is not, you know, right. And he hands it over to her immediately. He's like, maybe we can do. And when the brother comes, the brother is a complex character because at the beginning I wanted to hate him. And then I realized that they want me to hate him. So I need to focus a little more about why.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't represent what he seems to represent. Sure. Mm. They have history. Sure they do.
Yeah.
The husband, either he's oblivious or he's aware and he's ignoring it. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know what his deal is, but I do know what his deal is as it relates to the story. But in the end, the brother, if you notice, they were watching his old music videos. His life has gone to shit, right? But they're watching him old when he was popular.
Mm-hmm.
That represents the difference between their isolation with the sheep and a life when people used to be going to parties and, you know, hanging out and somebody was making money or was at least, you know, a professional popular singer.
Right.
Different existence at that time. And so And so it's that loss of this life. And now it's been usurped by this, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this life is barren. This life here is barren. There's no one around. There's nothing but some animals. Now I got a half-breed thing that shouldn't have, I don't know how it survived. I don't even know what we're looking at, really. Because my mind was in the wrong place at first. Like, I went too far down the how could this have been happening? And oh my God.
Right. Right.
Who's doing what? You know, what?
Yes.
Then I realized, no, that's not the point. Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
So there's that thing that's going on with her. And so the ending, I mean, I hope we don't care about these spoilers because the ending is huge. It's very poignant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude says, because he wants to get with the brothers, like, well, does what's his face, the husband, know that you killed the baby's mother? And I'm like, you did shoot that poor little baby outside just looking for her child.
Sure did. Right. Sure did.
You shot one that was going to out you by yelling too much. Right.
Yeah.
He talked too much. Fine. You're going to shut him up and put him on the bus. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then the next one is the husband, but he is like a sheep being led. He's quiet.
Yeah, he was
so
quiet.
She doesn't actually have to worry about him because he's unimportant. Yeah. Except that child is not going to be the thing that can actually sustain her forever. Right. He doesn't talk. It can't communicate at all. It walks and does whatever, but there's no faith. I don't know. There's a moment she made this flower wreath and put it on the thing's head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Ada's head, forgive me. She does have a name. Put it on her head. And Ada had no facial expression.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Because she's a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And therefore that wasn't going to be a relationship that she could sustain forever.
No.
So then when she got back, her husband's been shot by the ram guy. Mm-hmm. And now Ada's gone. Now she is completely and entirely alone, but I submit she always was. Now I don't mean physically.
Ooh.
I don't mean physically.
Emotionally.
She was always alone. Yeah. And now she went from one end to the other, and it was like her rebirth. See, I'm saying I'm a psychological horror author, so I had to go there.
I love it.
Her rebirth. Everybody being dead is her rebirth. Had to find the silver lining in that story because on the surface I was like,
but you know, Lisa, in a way, looking back, even Ada was conflicted because Ada didn't know what to be. You know, at one point the uncle tried to treat her like an animal.
Right.
Feeding and the then when she saw her father, is that moment where she goes into the barn and she looks at herself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even in the last moments of her, I guess, her human father, in the last moments of his life, she didn't try to stay. She didn't resist. You know, she didn't right. call out to the mother to for help or anything. She willingly left.
Yeah.
And that says something about, you know, in as you put it all together, that says a lot about the people or the entities even around this woman, because there's something up with her that even a half-breed child doesn't even want to stay. It right. recognizes something is wrong. And that, you know, again, you know, it's pulling back all the layers of the film. Cause like I said, it's not, if you go into it, and I think that's, and I want to, before I let Denise take over, there's something, I think that's one of the issues I'm having now with a lot of these horror films, because these films are not horror movies, and they're marketed and it's like the joke, the running joke I always say when my wife and I went to go see Twilight, and two seconds before the movie started, she turns to me and goes, "This is not a horror film." I'm like, "What?"
Right.
And she goes, and I'm like, "Wait, you told me it was a vampire movie." And she goes, "Yeah, but it's not a horror film." So, and I tell her, I was like, "If you hadn't said that to me, and I had gone into this looking for a horror movie, I'd have walked out like everybody else did. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Did you just drag me to see?" You know, but knowing that that's not what I'm about to sit through, it allows my brain to now kind of reconfigure itself and look at it from another side. And you know, that I'm joking with old Steven, because I'm not mad at him for choosing the film. But I mean,
he's mad at me for other shit.
Just add it to the list.
But it is like he said, this is one of those times where it's clearly that's not what this movie is, but they market it to us. Us horror people and we're going in there waiting to be horrified, and we come out and we're like, what did I just sit through? And how come I can't get my money back for this?
Fail if they keep this up. I mean, I hate to keep it like, you know, but it's not, that's false marketing, right? I mean, it's like when they used to put thriller on a book that was clearly horror. It's not a thriller book, like, stop. And it's just, it's a mistake.
Yeah. It was disturbing, but it wasn't horror at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I liked the use of the silence, because they're so isolated and everything's so cold. But I liked how they would zoom in on the animals. And like the animals, they should have had like screen credit. Like you would see, like they would have like their own dialogue. Like I wanted to fill in the blank. Like the dog is singing this, and dog's like, like, you know, that dog is thinking something. And that cat, the cat is like cussing out. Like, what kind of bullshit is this?
Yeah, for nothing. You know? The facial expressions they managed to catch out of these animals.
Out of all the animals.
That shit was actually kind of dope. I mean, the only thing, the only thing that was missing was Tony Baker.
You see it.
That was true. That's some really great elements of
that I really, really like.
Yeah, because even during the birth, the other sheep looked like they were like, man, he gonna be really upset in about 5 seconds. They were all looking at each other like, you gonna tell him? Nah.
My brother.
No, I'm gonna eat this hay over here and pretend I didn't see my business.
In the beginning, when Aries came through, I'm gonna just call that the goat man Aries.
That's cool.
that right there. Because if that nigga came in with like horns and armor and shit, we were like, yeah, Zodiac and the god. I can dig it. When he came in, this is, and the interesting part is, it started like a horror movie. Right. It was a snowstorm. It was a heavy snowstorm outside. Mm-hmm. Animals was going crazy.
Yeah. And then there was you see the POV.
Right. You see the breathing and the POV and everything. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like another kind of Grendel situation going on. Mm-hmm. And like one particular shot when she was having a dream and the rams, and they used the reflector, they used the light to reflect on their eyes.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but just rams and looking at her like, yeah, that's all right. Now we're going to get nasty. All right.
Right. All right, let's go. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're going to watch a VHS of this nigga.
Right.
He's
80s
days. I thought was funny. Or we all assume it's 80s because that's what it looked like to me. But,
mm-hmm. Right. With the leather
jacket. Yeah.
I thought that was good. I thought that was excellent because it's like, oh, I was on top and look at me. I'm garbage now. Like, you know, he was like,
yeah.
He was complex. Yeah. He was really, because really, somebody took it. Didn't they take him out of a trunk and throw
that's
him?
Yes. I want to know.
They threw him out and then put the phone.
They did a train spotting on that nigga. He came out. cats came in like out of nowhere. Girl was listening to music. Phone rings. She picks out the phone. She throws that shit out.
Yeah.
Dude pull him out of the car. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Holy shit, is this train spotting?
I
thought they were coming to rob the house.
That's what I thought at first, too. Yeah.
When
he stood outside and watched her kill that lamb, though, what is it? The mom.
Yeah.
When he saw her do it, I was like, why is he waiting there? But it made sense in the end, but I was like, why is he like, that would have horrified me. I would have run off. I mean, the thing wouldn't do anything. It wasn't time for anything. Nothing should have been happening right there.
Right.
So, but it made sense. Him being such a loser added through all of, it tied everything together. Yeah. It really tied everything together.
But
like, you wondered, is the brother, the father of those babies that are buried up there on that hill? Maybe not. We don't even know.
Right.
Because the thing with him, when they first, so first I got thrown off for a minute because I thought because the way they cut the scene, you saw the guy taking the sheep down the road. Mm. At first, I thought that was the couple and they had called somebody because he had come, like I thought he may have found out about this sheep and was coming down there to try to take photos or something like that. But the thing is, when you think back, they dropped him off where they live. Mm-hmm. So obviously they knew enough to be like, yo, we're going to take you. It wasn't a random place they dropped him off. They dropped him off. So
at his brother's place.
In the trunk. Like,
but why he was in the trunk.
Right. What was going on?
That's
I know why. He was probably trying to like get on with them girls. And them girls were like, you know what, dude? You out of pocket right about now. You're going to have to sit in the trunk.
Really? And well, the wife was like, you've been here too much. What's his name? Maria? Like, why are you back mm-hmm. here? Mm-hmm. He just left. He just was taking up their, you know, hospitality.
He was too comfortable on that couch in the bar. Yeah. He knew right where it was with the blankets.
He knew where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But also, can I just say this? If I go to my sister's house and there's a lamb baby, I'm going to be like, look, I'm out of here. What are you, crazy? I lost your mind. And I'll find another spot.
Yeah.
But you have to give him credit. He got with the crazy though, because he was like, "Does Ada know that you shot her mother?" Like,
right?
Okay, you gonna tell the lamb?
Right.
I would love to see how that conversation is gonna go.
He was trying to get with her. It was like it didn't matter at that point. He was just thinking just differently.
It was like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point where it's like, it has to be like, this is absurdist drama. This is surreal cinema. Because, let's be honest, if it happened to any of us, I really think like the really first thing would be like this. Who fucked the sheep?
Right!
That's what I'm trying to say. Right.
Like,
who
fucked the sheep? And there's only two people out there.
Right. And then I'm looking at the mountains like, who sold you this land?
As soon as I saw that sheep baby, and I know this is a tangent, but I was like, how's she just going to take the sheep, the lamb baby? He's been messing with this lamb.
Right.
He's been messing with the sheep.
Right.
Now this is what happened.
Right.
How dare he hand this sheep over or his lamb over? And I was out of it. And I'm like, let me look this up. That's not possible, is it? I'm like,
no. And that was where I kind of drew the line. And that's where I kind of drew the line, because I was like, okay, first of all, that's not even medically possible. And secondly, I don't care how much how nice the crib is and how good the almond milk that you feed in the little motherfucker is. Mm. It's like, this is not gonna work. Okay. Right. So there has to be something else in play. And then, you know, just keeping in mind the whole like Michael Myers heavy breathing thing that was going on in the very beginning.
It was
like, okay, so and I was like, as I was watching, I was like, wasn't dude in the house, so he couldn't have done that. So,
right.
I was not thinking it was a ram person.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think that either.
nobody saw that coming until it was like you were kind of thinking it. You were kind of thinking it when the dog got fucked up. When the dog got jacked.
Yeah, when the dog got jacked. Yeah,
when they killed the dog. Jacked,
you're like, okay, this isn't just like, because that specific, and that's the other thing, that specific kind of dog, he's supposed to be able to handle sheep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Nah, yeah.
He not supposed to be able to get, like no sheep supposed to be able to roll him over like that.
Exactly.
He got bodied by Grunge Narnia.
Grunge Narnia.
I don't think anybody could have gone up, but he didn't need that gun. That man wasn't going to be able to fight him.
I know. Going back to Tony Baker, he could have just been like, cram! And that's actually
what I was he was like, listen, you want to shoot my lady? I'm going to shoot your husband.
But going back though.
Yeah.
The shiftiest of the animals had to be the cat.
The cat
was in the grass and sat up, was like, huh?
Yes.
Yep. All right. I'm going right back down here.
And that's a house cat for it to leave like that.
Right? But you saw when the cat saw the sheep, the lamb baby, the cat was like, what the?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was like, was something wrong with everybody intently. In this room.
Mm-hmm.
The cat was like, something wrong with all of y'all.
All y'all, feed me. I got to know. Yeah.
The entire fuck of this house is done.
Yes, exactly.
And the only reason why I don't leave is because I got that sleeping place right over here.
And the food in the bowl. They feed me on a regular basis.
Real quick, because of this movie, thanks, Steve, I am now very concerned when my cats start like absentmindedly looking up into the corners of the apartment.
You're just now concerned about this?
Just now?
You're a little late.
I was earlier, but I'm more now. Well, I was before, but now I'm more concerned because they kind of just like.
Have you kidnapped any lamb babies recently?
Who you got beef with? You play with Ouija board? Well, hold on.
Well, remember. Don't mess with that. I'm renting. I didn't build this house.
Right.
I landed on Plymouth Rock. This nigga was already here when I was here, when I got here.
Get some sage, get some Florida water, bro.
Oh,
just Florida saying. Water.
Yeah, he knows this stuff. I think you do.
I do.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, pretty. If that lamb baby speaks, I was going to lose my mind. I was like, don't let it speak. Just don't let it speak. It's too much already. Like, I swear it was going to say like mama or something.
I thought I was going to say something too, but when did you first notice? Because I noticed late and I was like, I had to rewind it. When the lamb was standing up with a sweater on when I caught on for a second, I was like, what did I do? Fall asleep? And I rewound it. I'm like, I was like, oh my God, that's a hand.
No, I caught it like when they were laying it in the crib and it was like naked. You saw his head and like naked buns. And I was like, what is that?
And it had a whole little Banana Republic outfit.
Yes.
I'm going to go back.
I remember the blanket.
It was the moment I knew something was wrong. There's a shot early on after they put it in the crib, and it was early in the morning, and it got up, and it looked like it had like it was standing up, but it looked like it had a cleft hand.
Yeah.
Then I saw like an arm, and I'm like, wait, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know what? No. I'm gonna let this play out and wait until I see you. And here I am thinking, I'm like, well, this is the strangest thing. A lamb in a wool sweater. I don't know how to feel about that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm in a wool sweater.
But what the fuck else have they got in the house?
True. Right. That's right. Right. I kept wanting to make these Stuart, you know, Stuart Little. I kept trying to make Stuart Little connections. Shit. And I'm just
right.
Like, yeah. Because I wanted to like the little thing because it was.
Yeah.
She was adorable. Right? Ada was adorable.
She was.
I would say adorable.
I don't know. Ada was adorable. Cute. She was cute. She was cute. To do with herself.
Yeah, like when she asked for more spaghetti. Yeah.
Yeah, she was adorable, but she didn't know what to do with herself, and they tried. She to didn't know what to like in this little. I don't know what this thing is, and I was not this way. I couldn't get. I got when I had Stuart going, I was okay. But then when Stuart went away in my head, and it was not Stuart, it was. Look at it, Lisa. Really look at that
thing. I mean,
and then you start thinking lamb chop recipes. And then you're like,
I'm
they start out having lamb.
Yeah.
Like celebrating. Yeah, they're roasting lamb for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think there's something inherently wrong, though. Something wrong with you. The animal's mother came to the house to take her child out.
Mm-hmm.
You got mad because mama was at the window. Was a
raising
days.
Isaiah type right. shit, right?
Yeah.
Like calling for her kid.
Yeah.
And you would come outside and shoot her because almost like, you know, I adopted this child and now her crackhead mother came back and wanted custody. And it's like, you got no rights to come here and try to take
that.
Right.
I'm like, yes.
Right. Come to find out that she ain't a crackhead mom. She's just a mom who loved her child.
Right. She took the baby. Didn't she take it?
Yeah.
She did. To like the other side of the hill. And look, that guy was just standing there. She turned around. Maria turns around and screams at this poor little sheep.
Yeah,
and the guy's like, I don't know why we're out here. I mean, I'm just like, you wake up, please. Are you here?
Oh, like you said, here. That's the he's the real sheep.
Yes,
he's the sheep.
I'm gonna just go along for the ride. Or you know what? It could be. Now that y'all say it, it could be that he knew about maybe he's one of those men who his wife is. Steps out on him and he chooses to pretend and be extremely passive about the whole thing. And it's just like, you know what, it is what it is. As long as she just returns to me, I don't care.
It's his brother.
Because he said, well, he said, remember that line? He said when that brother asked the question that we all asked, like, what the fuck is this? And his brother said, it's happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
You're right, Mark. Yeah.
Volume.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they told him not to bother their life, that he could stay as long as he wants, but don't bother their life.
Because that could be the reason why they're way out there. That the husband was like, all right, that's it. We getting out of here. You around too many dudes.
Right.
Get away from Swedish Rick Astley.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you up.
Right.
I'm going to let you down.
Oh wow. God, that was funny. He said he doesn't age too much, and he was doing some hand thing. I'm like, oh, okay, stop yourself now.
Yeah.
He remembered all his old moves. That's like one of us remembering how to do the WAP. That shit is
crazy. Oh! You forgot how to do it?
No.
I know it. I just
relatively simple, but
like, y'all know. Part of me wanted Maria to actually see like the ram man. I want her to see like this monster, but it makes way more sense what Lisa said, that, you know, she's literally isolated. Like
she's like isolated
way out there.
Yeah, so it
makes
and
more
cat
sense
now.
If she doesn't see it.
You know the cat left. You know, as soon as she left the house, the cat was like this. You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going down south.
Well, the cat said, look, dog is dead and nobody gave a damn about this. I'm the hell out of here. No. I'm out.
Yeah.
Dog is dead in this field. Nobody knows but me. Nope.
Yeah, right. Wasn't the cat like just kind of sitting there staring at the dead dog like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is fucked up.
Right. Y'all niggas ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all big motherfuckers ain't gonna do nothing about this.
You know who the cat was? What's his name's father from Friday? You know the ram that you want some of this too, cat? No. Why are we out here messing with Ada and this half baby and lamb thing. I'm gonna go back over and mind my business in the house.
Sit in the window.
Yeah.
And they sit in the window where I belong. Watching the ships roll in.
All right.
Lillian.
I'm curious to know, like, what's the next scene? What happens now? Because Maria is completely free and alone now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's gone. So, and nobody's going to believe there was a lamb baby. Why would she ever even say that? Just shut your mouth. Don't ever talk about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't even know about the ram man. Ada's just gone.
Gone.
Right. So she could be a figment. That's another thing I was thinking. Did Ada exist? Was it really? Because she could be a figment of her imagination. And now there's nobody. Because the rocker dude conceivably could have been high and drunk this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem right. Okay. Something was wrong with him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, down on his luck, sure, but something else seemed it was like residual.
Yeah. Or maybe they fed him something.
Could be.
So they all have like the same illusion,
mass hallucination. Dude is dead in the street, right? Maybe Ram Man shot her. Maybe she shot him. I don't know. I was thinking about.
Or maybe he killed himself. Could have been self-inflicted because it's on the side of the neck.
Right. Self-inflicted, and he just and if the lamb is not like a human lamb hybrid, the lamb just runs off.
Right. Yeah. If they find hoof prints, right? Let's not be funny about it. The lamb is like, so she could conceivably have thought this whole thing up.
Hallucinated
and
everything.
Just killed or gotten rid of everybody that was around it. And now, because her reaction at the end was weird. Like she just, at first she's crying, and then she says everything's gonna be all right.
It's okay.
She takes
it's
this
okay.
breath and looks around, and then she's like, and I'm kind of like, okay. Right. I don't think that would have been my reaction. Because if I love Lamb Baby, right? I don't care what it is, I love the baby, and she's gone. I love my husband conceivably, and he's dead. Mm-hmm. I might like the rocker dude, and I send him off. I'm out here on a hill by myself.
Right.
And this morning when I woke up, I had all these things together.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't just be like, oh, okay, what do I do now? Or, okay, oh, damn, that's over. That's kind of how she looked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to shoot herself with the gun, with the rifle.
Mm-hmm. I thought she considered it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I bet what do I do? She didn't.
Except
right now.
Because she looked at all that acreage and she was like, all right, so I'm upset, but let's think about this.
Let's keep this 100.
Can
let's
I
keep
Airbnb this 100. It?
Exactly.
And exactly. Everybody being gone represents freedom for her now. All the stuff that was freedom
or true isolation.
She may not even stay out there because she actually enjoyed herself while she was dancing around with the rocker guy, right? She kind of misses that life and being social and having that.
Like cheering the game and stuff. Yeah.
She was very into that. She might, like, I found her in the beginning when she was, you know, listening to him talk. And I mean, I've been married a long time, so I know what it's like when you're hearing something. You're just like, okay, he said the same thing. I heard this. God, stop saying it again. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it was kind of happening in this too, where she was kind of like, nah, whatever. I don't care what you're talking about. You know?
And to y'all's point, I've never seen a situation where you have the married couple watching the game, but somebody else is sitting between them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually,
that was weird.
That's actually on purpose. You're right. That was on purpose.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's some Hitchcock shit. All that blocking right there. That's on purpose. You guys hit it on the nose. I think
she might be thinking to herself, okay, they're all gone. I can start again. Either she did it or somebody else did it. But now the end result is it's over.
It's over.
And I can start a new life. And I don't have any more of this baggage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sheep, though.
Whole lot of sheep.
I'm not eating lamb for a while. I can't.
I can't wait to have some lamb.
I ain't touching that. I'll do some fish. I'll be a pescatarian. I'll be a pescatarian. Eat nothing but fish.
With a little melted cheese on top.
Oh my god!
If I catch you, I want all I'm gonna scream is Ada.
Ada.
You seeing Ada? Oh, you eating Ada?
And I would be like, Ada is delicious.
Oh my God.
HR. HR.
Shit, I'm fucking HR at this point. Hey.
Oh my gosh. The cat would give him the side eye, though. Lola would be like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Lola would be like, mm-hmm. Right? It's yes. So shifty move.
Yep.
I'm out.
Look, as long as I give Lola some, trust me.
Oh my god.
This sounds real. Yeah, this sounds this is like
this Ada is good.
You know part you know that's the foot, right?
Oh, right.
You know that's the part human part cuz the only lamb part is the head, bro.
It's the head.
Yeah, oh, everything dude, else is human.
And the arm.
And the arm and the right arm, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Where's the hoof?
Wasn't that the strangest part though? I wanted to think about that a little more. Like, why was there so little of the lamb? It was right. Mostly human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that she couldn't give it, which goes well, back
I think
to
she
the,
gets. I think she gets older and then she takes over, like, for me, like, where her dad, you know.
Right. Well, I don't see. It goes back to
me. Yes, go through puberty. Mindset, I think that's what it is.
Well, I'm still going with the
I
whole maybe
just
Ada
fucking
didn't
around.
Exist.
Maybe Ada didn't exist. Right.
Because right, she right. Can't give her a face. So she, you know, right. Her imagination's not giving her a face. It's giving, she got this body. Anybody can come up with limbs, but she couldn't give her a face. And therefore, because she never, yeah. The key is she never sees Ram guy. She does not see him. So right. The baby no. Might not have
husband
been.
Sure
I mean, I want it to be very
she
frank.
Can't, well, she can't construct, she cannot construct, she can't construct a face yeah. On her own.
Yeah.
As humans, we can't construct like just an arbitrary face. She's been around
but she can see the sheep.
Sheep for so long.
Right,
mm-hmm. She can see a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wanted to be deep. I really do. I wanted
it,
to
no. No, it was. Nice no, I think, just, I think it was. No, no, I think it was. Effort, I think it was.
You made it more interesting. Yeah. I took a screenshot when the brother said, what the? And I was like, I gotta screenshot this.
All everything there, I think, is very much more not just a film, but a surrealist experiment in critical thought and film theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Psychological film theory. Because like Mark said, there's no explanation for anything.
No.
None of that shit. They ain't by Haunted Mountains. This right. Ain't no Narnia.
Which I kind of wanted, yeah.
Motherfuckers
yeah.
Ain't got no wardrobe.
Like, and like it wasn't like Pet Cemetery where you had even a little bit of an explanation.
You have done it for a horror movie, I think, in certain for it to resonate as a real threat. Mm-hmm. There has to be some explanation of the unexplainable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, even in Thing, there was an explanation of the unexplainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right? the only thing we got an explanation of is where this how this thing was created. That's about it. We don't know where he came from. We right. Don't know. We don't, you know, I mean, right. From what I was gathering in the beginning, I'm like, okay, so the ones he walked past weren't on the farm. They seem to be the ones that's kind of like wild. And then he stumbled and I'm like,
oh yeah, the horses. Yeah. And then the ones outside. Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, wait, there's a farm over here. So, now, you know, because like I said, he doesn't come back. My thing was like, how long you just going to. So that's how this worked, huh? You just knock up the sheep and then leave and don't come back no more.
I thought he was like waiting Mark's for like, angry about that. Or something.
Papa was right. A rolling stone.
He was on tour, Mark. Mark, he was on tour.
Really, what was he? Why did he come back? I mean, honestly, he didn't.
That's,
seem to
but that's
about
my
that
thing. Speech. It was like he didn't seem to get like he wasn't anywhere in the story. Right. Like I was expecting at some point, but like even like sequences where like the brother took Ada fishing, you yeah. Know, and then like he comes out the next morning and find half the fish have eaten or something like that. It was like,
right.
Well, this thing was like terrorizing them mm-hmm. in its own way. Mm-hmm. But he never seemed to pose a threat. He never seemed to come back or, I mean, who knows? Maybe he got lost in the storm. He was trying to find the place this whole time.
Oh my God. Bye, bye, black sheep, have you any wool?
You know, maybe he stopped by other farms. It was like, did y'all see a?
He could have.
Yeah.
Half. No. 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 Okay. I'm gonna move down here. Okay.
Like I thought he's like waiting for like the seventh moon to rise or something, like some kind of seasonal right. thing. That's what yeah. I was thinking.
It could be.
Like
could
the
be
child that. Will develop. And, okay, and I'm mm-hmm. gonna pop.
You know. He's like but, he's like my man. He's like my man from Jeepers Creepers. Every 27 years, for 27 days, he comes walking around your place.
Right.
I mean, they have to impregnate somebody's sheep. This is impregnate somebody's sheep.
This is day 26. He can't
be the only sheep farm, right? You know. Right.
Yes. All right. Well, great conversation, ladies and gentlemen. That's you know.
That's madness.
Thank you, Steve.
Put this to bed. But you know, folks.
What the fuck, Steven?
But you know, folks, if there is one thing that we hate here at Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, mm-hmm. more than inexplicable sheep movies, it's racism. Oh. Which is why, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing back America's least favorite game show. I have my game show host microphone here ready.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for Name That Racist. Yes, America, we are doing it again.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
This is how the game is played. I am going to give a not-so-fun fact about a racist, and people are going to guess the name of the racist for points. You're not winning much else. So anyway, since we have Kirk, Mark, Lisa and Denise, we're going to do a battle of the sexes round.
Oh, wow.
Lisa and Denise versus Kirk and Mark.
Wow.
Ladies okay. first.
Oh, I'm not and very good.
I'm going to say, don't look at me. Let's do this. We got this. We got this. Let's go.
We got this. We got this.
See, I like how they do that. We're women. We'll beat them. Anyway, here it is. Your first question. This racist shot civil rights activist Medgar Evers in the back in his driveway, leaving Evers to die in front of his wife and kids.
I'm like that white guy, but I don't know his name.
I was going to say that white guy too.
Judges, we can't accept just that white guy.
Oh, gosh.
Unfortunately, that could be Matthew McConaughey. And
ouch!
I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either. I even James saw Wood. A movie.
James Wood?
James Wood?
I know.
I bet James Wood wish he could.
Yes, James Wood played him in the movie. Yes, that's correct. Does everybody give up?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Dilla Beckwith.
I never would come up with that.
No.
That's not a name that was...
It's not even like it sounds like.
Yeah, going through the mental Rolodex is like, Della, what?
Right.
Two syllables.
But yes, like... horrible Klansman, asshole. Should have
just
guy.
Took James Wood. Should have just took James Wood.
Not taking James Wood. All right.
That's like half a point.
Moving on, fellas. This racist former U.S. senator was fired from a senior political commentator position after he basically whitewashed the Native American genocide, as he told a conservative youth group that there was nothing in the Americas before European settlers arrived.
Wait, can you repeat the question? Can you repeat the question again, please?
Sure. This racist former U.S. senator was fired from a senior political commentator position at CNN, by the way, after he basically whitewashed the Native American genocide, as he told a conservative youth group that there was nothing in the Americas before European settlers
ding, ding,
arrived.
Ding. Marco Rubio.
Close, but no cigar. Ladies for the steal.
Senator? Senator. A senator on CNN.
Right, that's where I'm going. I don't have it.
Damn. Hmm.
No, I don't have it. I don't
Rick
have
Santorum.
It.
Rick
Santorum. He was senator.
Yeah,
does anybody ever score on this game or what?
Those guys are used. I actually played the cheerleader, which I was sad to say, because they are good. They're on it. He asked me like some Morse code question, and I was like, I was like, oh yeah, that's the so-and-so guy.
Okay, moving on. This senator representing the state of Wisconsin is quoted in saying that he was not afraid of the January 6th Capitol Hill rioters, but would have been afraid if they were Black Lives Matter or Antifa protesters.
Wait, somebody actually said that? I don't know how I didn't hear that.
And I can't remember the doggone it.
Because that happened recently.
This was very recently.
It happened recently. Super recently.
Well, I can't believe that's... Whose go is it? Mine? It's me, isn't it?
It's ladies, yes.
I think it's...
Okay. Yeah, I think it's... Okay, I don't know this one. Do you?
No, I don't. I just remember the headline with Ted Cruz, you know, condemning Big Bird.
I'm real thrown off by that. I had not heard that one, and that is...
Big Bird was encouraging little kids to get vaccines. And
Gentlemen for the steal.
Could you repeat the question again, please?
This senator representing the state of Wisconsin is quoted in saying that he was not afraid of the January 6th Capitol Hill rioters, but would have been afraid if they were Black Lives Matter or Antifa protesters.
I need to research my senators. I know.
Wisconsin. It was recent, too.
It was totally recent. I saw it. And I was like, ugh.
Mark?
No, I know the headline. I just don't remember the senator's name.
Man's name is Ron Johnson.
Johnson. Darren.
I wouldn't that one either.
No, me neither.
Ron Johnson. That's the most Wisconsin name ever. Ron Johnson.
No, that's someone you play basketball with. Little Ronnie.
That's like, right.
Along like with Bobby Burt, Rick and Mike. Yes.
Like Burt Jefferson.
All right, moving on. This racist once said on his radio show, the NAACP should have riot rehearsals. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies.
What? Is that fat radio guy? Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Somebody's on the board. Jesus Christ. Ladies are on the board.
Get off my lawn.
Good job, Denise.
I'm sorry, but I'm glad that motherfucker dead. I'm glad that nigga dead.
I'm just over here being appalled instead of answering anything. I'm just like,
I know. It's shocking. It's like,
yeah.
All right. Well, brace yourself because we're not done yet. Gentlemen,
says the man with the answers.
Yet another racist quote from another racist radio host. On the subject of welfare, it has rendered vast numbers of Black males unnecessary to Black females who have looked to the state to support them and their children. And the more children, the more state support, rather than to their husbands. In effect, these women took the state as their husband. Oof. Whereas in the past, women sought out men for financial support. It goes on and on and on. It's very terrible. Actually.
It's a radio. This is a radio talk show host.
Just a radio guy. Yes.
I don't know why.
Why I'm still thinking, Mark? What do you think?
You said radio, right?
Yeah, you said radio. It still sounds like something that other dude would say.
He's actually a friend of the other guy, or he was. I almost want to say, is this Steve Bannon?
No.
Is it Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
Steve Bannon. Oh, is it Ben Shapiro?
No.
Is it the guy that wanted to run for governor of California, the Black guy?
Oh, no. Ooh. No, it's not Larry Elder. Lisa, you want to take a stab?
I'm thinking the guy's name. I can see his face. He's on Fox. God, he used to be a school teacher. Tall, really tall. Bill O'Reilly.
No.
No.
Dennis Prager is who
I was looking for.
Dennis Prager, yeah.
James Woods.
From Prager U, I mean.
And James Right.
From Prager University. No, that's right. Here's a Prager University.
Yes. There is. I'm actually not sure if there's a connection, but
wow, we went through everybody on that one.
We sure pretty did. Much.
And you know, and there's still more.
There's always
and none of them are in these answers coming up.
Right.
Oh my.
All right. ladies, this goes back to you. You can take a commanding lead if you get this one. And Denise, you might, being a West Coaster, you might have actually had a little more eyes on this one than everybody else. So here we go.
Okay.
This conservative commentator had his YouTube account suspended for posting false claims about the transgender community and once referred to a San Francisco reporter's appearance as aggressively Asian.
Oh, I saw this recently too. Dang it. YouTube. Yeah, because she was in the Bay Area and he was criticizing her. Oh my God, I should know who this is. Because I heard it and I was really disappointed. Oh no.
Ah! Carson Daly. No. Now I'm just naming random people. I'm just
no, but that's a good answer. No, it's not Carson Daly. I know it's not Carson Daly. Oh, no,
if I wanted to quote Carson Daly, I could, but
oh man. And I know it's not Joe Rogan, but it's still somebody that oh my gosh.
Gentlemen, for the steal.
Ugh.
Nothing from this end.
Michael McGillicuddy.
Unfortunately, the man's name is Steven Crowder.
Oh,
no. Oh! I know that. Oh my God, that dude ran away from Sam Cedar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I remember hearing the story. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Damn it.
Oh man.
James Woods.
Gentlemen, this
James Woods.
This one's on you.
Mm-hmm.
In order to gain relevance last year, this racist former member of Congress made the claim that transgender Black Marxists want nothing more than to take over the United States and launch a communist revolution that would fulfill biblical end times.
A congressman.
Congress. Well, I'll give you this. See. Congresswoman from Minnesota.
You just gave the answer away.
Mark. From Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Lauren Boebert.
Ladies for the steal.
I don't know who that was.
Since I gave the answer away.
I know. Now I'm like, I don't have it, but do I think you're getting
it? Yeah, I don't know any names. Was she wearing a blue suit that day?
Like, what, you said congresswoman?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. From Minnesota.
Former congresswoman from Minnesota. Former
congresswoman. But where's this one from?
Where Minnesota. Is
Sarah Palin from? No, where's she from?
Oh, Alaska.
Sarah Palin, Alaska.
No,
Alaska.
It's not. Because
it was
Sarah
sounding
Palin,
like
guys.
Something I heard.
Yeah. Sarah Palin never represented Minnesota, guys.
Got it. Yes.
I know that one.
No, I don't have it.
Did her sister represent Minnesota?
You got to be upset at yourselves. Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, wow. We forgot about her. We forgot about Dre.
All right.
Michelle Bachmann.
We're going to do two more.
Like, I don't know any of the government people. I need to know their names.
Otherwise, the ladies win.
That's right.
Denise put us on top. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm here along for the ride. I'm yelling out names.
Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. Do like her. Just pick a random name.
Right, at least I'm not just saying an actor's name. I'm just saying.
Just read the
right. The last two are actually fictional racists from the literary world.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And where are we? Guy, wait, shit, I lost track. So
it is the ladies.
The ladies are up again.
Yes.
From To Kill a Mockingbird. He probably would have killed Jim and Scout if Boo Radley hadn't stopped him.
Man, I remember Boo Radley. I totally remember Boo Radley. Oh, man.
Yes, I gave you everybody else in the scenario.
Everybody else.
You did, but I can't read the book.
I just know Boo Radley. Like, I call people Boo Radley all the time.
I don't say Boo Radley.
I do. I really do. So it's random. I'm like, that's Boo Radley right there.
So you gotta have this answer, Denise. Come on.
I got everything. Oh my god.
That's pretty bizarre, Denise. But all right.
I'm like, oh,
yeah, like if you see like some totally random person or like, you know, you've been living under the porch. Yeah, that's Boo Radley. Yeah.
Wow, I've never made that reference ever. Once. Never.
That's awesome. I'm gonna do that shit at work.
That's why. Do it. Give someone the side eye.
You probably can do that at work.
Oh man.
It's ESPN. They don't read.
I have failed this portion of the game.
I just don't remember what the guy's name was. Because he's right. Yeah. Dang it. Kiss.
Gentleman for the steal.
Damn it. I know the guy. Damn it. I know
you
the
You can tie here,
book.
Fellas.
I ain't read the book.
Oh, I don't even know.
You at least saw the movie, didn't you?
But Gregory Peck, yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
I think it's Hamburger Hill. I saw Gregory Peck.
All right. The answer is Bob Ewell.
Bob Ewell.
All
right.
Like fellas, everyone is racism.
Fellas, you're up.
All right.
You can walk away with a tie here, guys. Here it is. From Stephen King's It, the Losers Club stopped this racist bully and his friends from beating up the only black kid in town.
Come on, Mark. This is for you, Mark.
I remember the scene. I got
Bring it home, baby. What you got, Mark? Bring it home, Mark. What you
oh,
got?
My gosh.
Don't tell me you don't remember. You have the sneakers, right? You saw the sneakers.
Shut up. Trying to think, hey. Damn.
Even you don't know. Stop interrupting me.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either.
Because he had the cool car. There was the other guy. Yeah. And they beat him more than just a black kid because they carved the fat kid with the knife.
I know, but the racist thing.
Racist, right. Yes, sir. And I can't remember.
I can't just write everything in the damn question.
I know.
Was his first name Bobby?
No.
Bobby's one of those names.
Was it Timmy?
Wasn't Timmy.
Was it Johnny? I mean, we're going to come up with everything now.
Lonnie?
Ronnie?
Art? No, it wasn't Rollo either.
It wasn't Rollo. Rollo's selling stuff. Rollo's not trying to kick anybody.
He ain't trying to hurt nobody.
Oh, God.
He's got stuff in his coat. That's all.
He's hustling, yeah. He ain't
hurting nobody.
Mark, how you feeling?
The name is escaping me. I see everybody else's name in that damn book but his.
Well, ladies,
keeping you. Catch it.
Looks like you've won because Yay! The answer was Henry Bowers.
Henry Bowers! Damn it, Henry Bowers.
Denise, you did it.
I should have known that. We did it. We did it.
Well, I was just throwing out random things.
You take the good vibes. That's what we do. Yes. It's right.
Don't shake your head at me. Mister, I never saw a red to kill a mockingbird.
Oh.
Get away from
me.
You call yourself a writer. Come on, man.
You call yourself a fan of the movie and the book It.
Shut up.
I like the
Ladies
first
and gentlemen,
one. I didn't
that
like the
concludes
one.
This exciting round of Name That Racist.
He actually gave him a hard. He gave him a softball and he ain't remember no names. I don't know. Maybe he's older than I am. Shit, I'm the nigga who's 50. How old are you, Mark? 70? Oh, no. Do you remember?
You remember? God. They salty over there about this. I'm sorry.
They get salty. Oh, my goodness. Don't let the accents come out. Oh, no. Oh, and he's leaning in the chair. Oh no, he's just in the chair. Oh no, put your seatbelt on.
How many times he all talk to us about it? He tell us it this, it that. He don't know no names on it. It's one name, Herman. Herman. Oh, you leave the H and just eat E in there. Herman.
You ever visit a library, Chief? Oh. Ever take yourself down to the Brooklyn Public Library and take a book out?
It's called the James Woods Library. It's the James Woods Library.
You get a library card, all lifeless and black, and you take a book out. You read it.
Hey, boss man, how many games you win? How many games you win, boss?
6,000 books. 6,000 books in the library. You go into the library.
Yes.
In the library. You don't.
You know who owns it? You know who owns it? The man's name is Herman.
He's still leaning. He's still
leaning. It's the problem. It's the problem right here, Sheep.
Oh, he done bust out Bokeem.
You supposed to know the books? You supposed to know history? You call yourself a writer? Come on, son. You supposed to call yourself a writer? You put pen to paper. Call yourself a writer.
Pen to paper.
Hey, Mark, here's an easy one. Who wrote it? it is escaping you? Do you remember that one?
Not racist.
No, I know who wrote. I know who it was. It was Eminem.
Oh!
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no!
Oh, all right, no. Well.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Yes, Lisa, yes.
In the interest.
That was a lot.
In the interest of there not having to be restraining orders later, we're going to end this episode of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. Denise.
Yes.
Sell something, please.
Sell something?
Sure.
I'm the author of Gypsy Kisses and Voodoo Wishes. Mm-hmm. And I do have a short story, which I absolutely love, called The Price of Salvation, which can be found on Amazon and other fine online retailers. And I'm on a show called The Vamps Next Door. I play Tasha, who's a very spicy vampire. The Vamps Next Door on YouTube.
I see.
Yes.
That's cool.
Lisa Megan Wood.
Yes, lots to sell. I'll say two things. Aside from my books, Telecommuting, by the way, being one of them, that's out right now. I just opened up my academy called Speculative Fiction Academy. We teach classes in every genre. We also teach business classes, creative writing principles, and creative nonfiction and nonfiction classes, film and new media too. So if you're interested in learning how to write the stuff you love, whether it's a podcast or a short story or novel in the science fiction, horror, or fantasy realm, or even supernatural romance, which we just added last week, come see us, speculativefictionacademy.com.
Can I add something?
Yeah,
I took one of Lisa's seminars at the Horror Writers Association, and it was amazing. Like, you guys have got to check her out. She's so wonderful. Yes, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it was a great seminar.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want to say it's nice that Lisa managed to find the one corner in our house that we're in a bunch of awards just hanging around on shelves. Mark Abbott, what do you got? Other than
Hell at the Way Station. Resentment
for me and Kirk.
We got Hell at the Way Station. We got Brooklyn Tea. Christmas is coming up. So if anybody has little ones and they're looking for a nice children's book, I still have copies of Etienne and the Stardust Express available. There is also my YA novel, The Hookie Party, that's still available on Amazon. And I am also one of the teachers for the Speculative Fiction Academy. So definitely check it out. I teach Terror on the Screen. How to write screenplays for horror films. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what's going on this end of the woods.
Mr. Johnson.
Still working on stuff, but you can also, you can contact me and, come out and chat over at New York City, State of Black Science Fiction, New York City, and on Facebook, as well as check out my Facebook page, To Lands Far Afield, which is me and my roamings of sword and sorcery with a little bit of grit and grime to it. So come check that out. Mm-hmm. And feel free to buy our books. Mm-hmm. I'm in this too. I'm in Hella Brooklyn Tea. Mm-hmm. And I do what I can with good these stuff, two gentlemen on the side. Yeah.
Really, really good stuff. Yeah.
Well, me, I got nothing. Just
kidding. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
It's a list of racists.
That was such an obscure, God, that was hard. Like, I need to study before I come back.
But, James Woods.
But you right. learned, but you learned so much.
Don't you I learned know? I don't remember names.
So I learned that I don't know much, and I'm surprised when I hear stuff. That's what I learned. Go ahead.
Well, then you got to be real surprised at this. So I have a website, www.laughingblackvampire.com. Where this very podcast is often showcased, along with my vampire series, Brookwater's Curse, along with my serial killer series, the Killer Genius series, Killer Genius mm-hmm. Kills Because She Cares, and Killer Genius Attack of the Gym Rats. Mm-hmm. As mentioned earlier, I also have collaborations with these two nice gentlemen, Mark Ebb and Kurt Johnson, mm-hmm. Hell of the Way Station, Hell of Brooklyn Tea. I got a whole bunch of Black history stuff in my video library. I got all kinds of shit. So please stop on by, sit and chat a spell. I'm also all over Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that. Facebook, mostly the government name, but on Twitter and Instagram, it's at SVP Thinks. And I think that pretty much covers it. I want to thank Black Girl Magic for stopping by. Lisa Mayer, Denise Tapscott, thank you for making this such a dope episode. Gentlemen, hopefully no hard feelings about the movie there. or, you know, you'll get over it. Anyway, so...
The flames, the heat.
Exactly.
Man.
It's a good thing, you know, we don't do these in person anymore. So so that's our show for the night. Thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. So I'm gonna stop recording now, and we're gonna talk about you behind your back later.